The Buffalo News reported last week that the Erie County Department of Health was not disclosing COVID-19 outbreaks at nursing homes. Specifically, the county never revealed last month's cluster at the Comprehensive Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Williamsville, which infected nearly 70 residents and caused a visit from a federal COVID strike team. On Thursday, the Erie County Legislature unanimously approved a resolution demanding the county health department be more transparent. Minority Leader Joseph Lurigo, who introduced the resolution with his fellow Republicans, says they want the county to disclose to the public anytime more than 5% of a nursing home's residents test positive.
It's information that we believe is important to the public. It's information that we believe is important for transparency in government and for people who are curious and desperate to know what's going on with their loved ones in nursing homes.
The county says it only announces COVID-19 outbreaks if they threaten the general public, citing HIPAA, the federal health privacy law. At his briefing Wednesday, Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar said the county doesn't always even know about nursing home outbreaks, since the facilities report directly to the State Department of Health.
And then if the state provides it to us, they provide it to us. If they don't, we don't have it, because no one's required to give it to us, and if we ask for them, they don't have to do that.
However, legislator Lisa Chimera, a Democrat, says she's spoken directly to County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein and was told the health department will begin disclosing nursing home outbreaks.
Because it's state data, it's you know, reported to the state. But again, you know, she assured that we would find a way, the county would find a way to collect this data and report it.
This isn't the first time the legislature has butted heads with the county administration over nursing homes. Following reporting by WBFO last year, legislators demanded the county begin enforcing its own nursing home abuse reporting mandate, Ruthie's Law. The county still hasn't done so, thanks to a lawsuit by local nursing homes. But Lurigo says the administration does have to answer to the legislature.
Fortunately, on occasion, this body can work together to direct the administration to do things for the betterment of Erie County. And hopefully this is one of those cases where the county executive will actually listen and do what we've directed.
If you are worried about a nursing home outbreak, data on COVID cases and deaths at all nursing homes across the country is posted and updated weekly on the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid website. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.